Welcome to the Small Business Tax Savings Podcast, powered by Jetro. Each week, we bring extremely valuable accounting and tax tips specific to small business owners. You will be on your way to growing your business and putting more money in your pockets. Here's your host.
Hello and welcome back to another episode. Today's topic is, can I have a home office if I have another office? Now, before we get into that, this episode is brought to you by Jetro and the Tax Minimization Program. The Tax Minimization Program is a training program with tax strategies, implementation guides, access to our team with questions that you have, and so much more. I am your host and founder of Jetro, Mike Jezoshek. Again, today's topic is, can I have a home office if I have another office? Now, when we think about this, COVID really has brought along a new way of working for so many businesses. And that is even for businesses that said, hey, I'm never going to go virtual. And so one question that we have seen come up a lot recently is that, can I take a home office deduction even if I have another office? So if I moved my home office or I moved my work to a home office because of COVID, but I still have another office that I visit to, can I take the home office deduction? And that's exactly what we're going to be talking about in this episode. And I want to just kind of mention that this is specific for business owners. So if you're an employee, the things we discuss will not be relevant to you. This is specific to business owners and taking the home office deduction as a business owner. So the first question we want to talk about is, what qualifies as a home office? And in order for a home to qualify as a home office deduction, it must meet two main tests. And it has to meet both of these tests. So test number one is you must use it exclusively and regularly for administrative or managed activities of your trade or business. And two, you have no other fixed location where you conduct substantial administrative or management activities for your trade or business. So I want to kind of go through this again because we're going to be breaking these down. But the first test, and you have to meet both of these tests, is that you use it exclusively and regularly for administrative or management activities, and you have no fixed location where you conduct substantial administrative or management activities for your trade or business. Another key thing that's in the IRS, IRS has stated, is that you can have more than one business location, including your home, for a single trade or business. And again, this is directly from the IRS, so this is important here. You can have more than one business location, including your home, for a single trade or business. So let's look at those kind of key notes from those definitions. Let's start with exclusively. Basically, you cannot consider your living room that you also watch TV in and play with your kids in as a home office. So this room that you have in a home office has to be used exclusively for that. You have to use it regularly. So simply put, you have to do it on a regular basis. You have to be in that office on a regular basis. You can't walk into a room once a quarter and say, this is my home office. That's not going to qualify. So you have to use it regularly. Now, administrative, this is really what really opens up the door for this deduction. Let's say you're a veterinarian and you may do all of your normal work and working on animals at your doctor's office, but if you come home and answer emails, complete bookkeeping, do things like that, then your home would qualify for administrative activities. So we want to note that what it talks about it is that you have to use it exclusively and regularly for administrative or management activities. So you can still have an office down the road that you do your normal business operations out of, but if you come home and do administrative duties at home, then you still qualify. And the second piece is you have to conduct substantial administrative or administrative or management activities. So let's think about substantial. The key here is that if you use your home office for administrative duties, you have to do the majority of those administrative duties at your home office and not some other office. So this is where we got to meet that second part of the test. If we do some administrative duties here, some administrative duties at the other office, you might disqualify. So that's where the substantial piece, you have to do the majority of your administrative duties at your home office and not that other office. So let's go back to that veterinarian. If they're doing working on animals and stuff like that at their normal office, but they do all administrative work at their home office, that's a perfect example of something that would qualify. So once we found out, hey, we know that we have a home office and it qualifies under there, how do I calculate what kind of deduction I'm going to get from that? And there's two main options, the simplified option or the actual method. So the simplified option is simply $5 per square foot of qualifying office space. So you have 100 square feet of office space, home office space, you get a $500 deduction. This method is nice because it still allows you to claim property taxes and mortgage interest on your personal return if you qualify for itemized deductions and things like that. Now, the key thing here too is that if you sell your home with this method, you don't have to recapture any kind of depreciation or anything like that that you might have taken via that home office. The second method is the actual method. And the first thing you need to do here is find your business use percentage. And basically that's going to be your home office square footage divided by your total square footage of your home. So let's say your office is 100 square feet and your home is 1,000 square feet. Your business use percentage is 10%. You then take that business use percentage and multiply it by everything related to your house, your mortgage interest, your property taxes, your rent, your home insurance, your utilities, your condo dues, your repairs, maintenance, depreciation, all of those items. You take whatever your business use percentage is and multiply that against them. Now, the key thing about this method is that if you do take itemized deductions, this is going to pull from that. So let's say you have $8,000 in mortgage interest, but you're taking $2,000 of that as a home under your home office. Well, now when you do your itemized deductions, you can't double dip. You can't take $8,000 there and then $2,000 home office. You'd have to reduce that itemized deduction home interest or mortgage interest by that $2,000 that you took at the home office. So it can, if you are an itemizer, it can pull away from some of those deductions that you get. And if you sell your home down the road, you're going to need to recapture any depreciation you might have took when using the actual method. So, you know, you're just going to want to kind of look at your specific scenario and see what makes sense. If you rent, you know, the actual method's probably going to be the better option for you because there is no mortgage interest, there is no depreciation or anything like that. It's just kind of a rent payment. But remember, you have two options. Simplified options, $5 per square foot of qualifying office space, or the actual method, which you first find the business use percentage and then multiply that by the associated costs. So that's all great. We know we have a home office that we can take now because we qualify. We know how to calculate that. What are some other things we want to talk about? And this is just kind of a side note regarding those types of topics. One, if you're an S corporation, you're going to take the home office deduction using your accountable plan. So if you don't know what an accountable plan is, check out previous episodes of ours. If you're part of our tax minimization program, check out the accountable plan in there. You can now, and as part of kind of what we talked about here, is you can create an office in your home as an administrative office. You can also have an office outside of your home that you do normal business activities in other than administrative activities. And this is true even if you spend more hours at that other office, as long as your home is where you do your administrative work. So let's say you work 40 hours a week doing normal business activities at an office down the road, and you do 10 hours a week at your house doing administrative duties. Assuming that you use your house substantially from the majority of your administrative duties, that's going to qualify there. And I want to talk about this too. So many people think that a home office is an audit risk. I don't want to take that. That's an immediate red flag with the IRS. And that simply is not true. The IRS talks about the home office. It's part of everything. It's on their forms. The IRS wants you to use the home office. They know it's valuable. They know how expensive it can be to maintain and be able to have that exclusive space. So they want you to use the home office. And if an accountant ever tells you don't do a home office because it increases your audit risk, they're simply wrong. And so what we do want to mention, though, is don't get greedy. Make sure that you're documenting the necessary items to support your deduction. You know, why is this? Why? How can you prove that you're using it exclusively and regularly? So how can you prove that you're using that space exclusively for business? No other, you're not watching TV, doing dinner, or anything else in that space, and you're using it regularly for administrative type work, and also prove that the majority of your administrative type work is done at that home office. So you're going to want to kind of document those things. You're going to want to take pictures of your home office. That's going to help provide proof. You're going to want to do the check out what the square footage is of the home office versus the other parts of your house. These are all things that you can do on the front end. Document, make sure you just have support to back them up, and put it on file. More than likely, you're never going to need to provide this documentation, but if you do, you have that proof ready if the IRS comes knocking. And then one thing that I really want to touch on regarding the home office is that you might be thinking, well, the home office deduction, it's not really going to bring me that much of a deduction. And I'll always say this, any deduction's a deduction. When you can get lower your taxes by taking a deduction, that's a good thing, especially for items that you're going to pay for anyways. You're paying rent at your apartment, or you're paying your mortgage at your house. Whether you take a home office deduction or you don't, it's the same cost to you. So why not get a business deduction for it? So even if you're that person that says, nope, still not worth it, the deduction's just not big enough. What I want to talk about is this piece about mileage and automobile expenses. Creating a home office really enhances that potential for business mileage. And the reason why that is that because if you typically go from your house to an office, that's considered a commute. That is not deductible mileage. So let's go back to that veterinarian piece. If I'm a vet and I go from my house to my office that's 30 miles away, that's a commute. I'm going from home to an office. That's a commute. That is not a business deduction. However, if we consider our house a home office, now when we go from one office to another office, that's a business deduction. My commute was only from my bed to my home office, but then when I went from office to office, now we're talking about a business deduction. So those people that say, yeah, the home office just might not be a good enough deduction for me, let's think about it even further. Not only are you getting the home office deduction, but now every time you leave your house for business-related items, that's a business trip. That's business mileage, and now you're getting that automobile and mileage deduction. So it just kind of maximizes the deduction that's available. So let's kind of go through and just review again. A home office, you have to meet two tests. First, you use it exclusively and regularly for administrative activities of your trade or business. And second, you have no other location where you can deduct, where you conduct substantial administrative activities for your trade or business. And the key thing here is that so exclusively and regularly, the space has to be used exclusively for business and regularly for business. You have to be using it frequently. And it has to be administrative or management activity that you do there. And you don't do that same activity at your other normal office. The IRS says you can have more than one business location, including your home, for a single trade or business as long as you're meeting those tests. So again, exclusive. You can't consider your living room or your dining room that you use for so many other different things. That's not exclusive. You have to use it regularly. So use it on a regular basis. If you go to your home office once a year, twice a year, once a quarter, that doesn't count as regularly. And then administrative. That really opens up the door. Where administrative qualifies as answering emails, filing paperwork, doing bookkeeping for your business. Those are all administrative duties that you could create your home office as your administrative office. And again, substantial. Just basically means that if you're taking the home office deduction for administrative duties, you have to do the majority of those duties at your home office. You can't do, you know, some of your duties at your administrative duties at your home office, but the other at your other office. You have two methods for deduction. Simplified method, $5 per square foot of qualifying office space, or the actual, which is just where you take your office square footage divided by your total home square footage, multiply it by all those costs associated with it. And if you're an S corporation, make sure you're using the accountable plan. Like I said, check out a previous episode on that. And again, the nice combo about this is that you can take the home office deduction, which eliminates that non-deductible commute, takes that out of the picture. So now every time you leave your house for business-related items, that is deductible mileage. And again, if anybody tells you taking the home office deduction is an audit risk, don't listen to them. Send them to this episode and explain to them that taking a home office deduction is something the IRS actually encourages. Now, the key thing there is don't get greedy. Make sure you have documentation to back up the items that qualify. Don't take 90% of your home as a home office unless you can legitimately back that up. That's where people get busted. They get greedy. They try to take advantage of the system. And that's where you can get in trouble. So for more details on this, along with some documents to help backing up this deduction and things like that, implementation guides, definitely check out our tax minimization program. We've talked about this before. Our tax minimization program is a monthly subscription of ours where you have access to a library of tax strategies, implementation guides. We do monthly group training calls. You have access to our team to ask as many general tax questions that you might have and so much more. So if you're interested in our tax minimization program, check out the show notes. I have a link in there, or go to taxsavingspodcast.com/tax. Also, don't forget to check out our free Facebook group. Just go to Facebook, type in small business tax secrets. You'll answer a few questions, and then you'll jump into the group where you can collaborate, ask questions, work with other business owners that are going through this tax strategy, tax savings, and things like that. So definitely check out our tax minimization program, taxsavingspodcast.com/tax. And also, do not forget to join our Facebook group if you have not already. Just type into Facebook, Small Business Tax Secrets, and you can collaborate with other business owners as well. I just want to thank you again for listening to another episode. And guys, please continue to send questions over to us that you have so we can do future topics on this. This is how we base off our podcast episodes. And this is where this episode came from. A listener and many listeners had this question, and that's how this was created. So guys, I just want to thank you for listening to another episode, and I will see you next week.
This has been another episode of the Small Business Tax Savings Podcast from the team at Jetro. If you enjoy our weekly episodes, please leave a review on whatever platform you listen to us on and share with other business owners. If you have any questions or future topics you want to hear, email them to tax@jetrotax.com. Thanks for listening and have a great day.